This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Biden administration says it wants to get this economy to 100% clean energy by 2035, a closer than it appears 12 years from now. Part of the plan to do that is to use nuclear power, and in fact, several new nuclear plants are in the works, including one out west. The company building that one, TerraPower, says it will be both smaller and more efficient than nuclear plants of the past. And while there are hurdles yet to be overcome, the project could reinvigorate some of the rural communities nearby, but also could bring some growing pains, because with new investments like this come new workers. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan brings us the story.
There's a brand new coffee shop in the small town of Kemmer, Wyoming, and that's where I meet real estate agent Jessica Lozier.
Hi.
Are you Jessica?
I am.
Oh, so nice to meet you.
The cafe is called Fossil Fuel Coffee Company. A nod to two things this area is known for: prehistoric fish fossils and the fossil fuel industry. Lozier says the community of about 2,500 is known for boom and bust cycles.
There's been times that it's been not busy and that downtown has kind of been dying.
And that's been the case for the past 5 years or so, mainly because coal mining and energy production have slowed way down here as demand has waned. City leaders worried that Kemmer would become a ghost town. But Lozier says that changed in late 2021 when a new energy industry showed up here. The company TerraPower, co-founded by Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates, announced plans for a nuclear plant.
It brought, I think, a revived, sense of security for the community that it needed.
It's about a $4 billion project that TerraPower says is perfect for the wide open spaces of Wyoming. But there's one problem: a housing shortage. Gordon Gunter walks the RV park he owns in town. The camping spaces are surrounded by sagebrush and overlook a river.
A lot of the guys that we have stay here, they're working people.
And over the next 7 years, 1,600 more workers are needed here to build the nuclear plant. That's well over half the town's current population. Gunter says he gets a lot of calls from employers, like one construction contractor recently searching for workforce housing.
I said, well, how many sites do you think you'll need? And she said, oh, around 1,100. Well, we've got 44 max at this point. And I went, 1,100?
Gunter is going to add 15 more spaces over the next few years. One motel in town is adding 9 new rooms, but that's still a far cry from what's needed.
We have to be a little bit realistic about what we can and can't do in our planning.
Brian Muir is with the city of Kemmer. He expects almost half of the workers to commute since the town just doesn't have enough infrastructure. Its water and sewer system is aging. One of the main roads is still dirt.
We're not going to have a Walmart here probably for a long time, if ever.
TerraPower plans to begin the bulk of construction next summer. CEO Chris Levesque says if the Kemmer plant is successful, it'll set the stage for future projects.
We think electricity demand is going to double in the U.S. between now and 2050.
Levesque says TerraPower wants to build 5 more nuclear plants by 2035, most likely in the West.
So there'll be a big need for these reactors all across the U.S.
And a need for housing as communities near new reactors grow. For now, Kemmer still feels quiet. There is that one new coffee shop downtown, but also a lot of empty storefronts. On a recent weekday, there is one person out and about on the main street. The birds are chirping. A dusty truck drives by every few minutes. It's still small town Wyoming. Even though much of the energy world is watching how this project goes, this community still feels like a place that's waiting for things to happen. In Kemmer, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.